from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. There was a lot of speculation all month that September must have been warmer than normal. Environment Canada meteorologist Stephen Flissfetter confirms that. Based on figures from the weather station at the Timmins Airport, he says the average maximum daily temperature last month was 22.5 degrees.
The average daytime max should be about 17.8, so 4 to 5 degrees warmer for the daytime max.
The average overnight low was 7.5.
For September, it should be about 5.5. So when all things are taken into consideration, it is definitely warmer than normal this year.
Our interview with Flissfetter is posted on MyTimmonsNow.com. Watch for it the next time you're at 4th Avenue and Boundary Lane in Schumacher. The city has made it a three-way stop at that T intersection. In addition to the southbound stop sign on Boundary, one eastbound and one westbound have been added on 4th. The city's engineering manager, Scott Collins, says the move is contrary to the results of a traffic study.
Technically, it didn't warrant an all-way stop. But with the refurbishment of the park there, we wanted to ensure public safety, that pedestrians or anybody accessing the park felt safe crossing the road.
If two or three vehicles arrive at the same time, the first one that stops has the right of way, then it's the one to its right that can go. More than 15,000 full-time and partial-load professors, instructors, counselors, and librarians at Ontario's colleges will hold a strike vote between October 15th and 17th. OPSU says it's looking to authorize labor action if an agreement can't be reached. The union says talks began in mid-July with all faculty proposals on the table nearly a month ago, and says the employer is proposing numerous concessions. OPSU says issues include reductions in student evaluation time and the hiring of partial load faculty outpacing that of full-time faculty. Hundreds of people, most from western North Carolina, are still unaccounted for following Hurricane Helene. The powerful storm, which came ashore in Florida late last Thursday, dumped record amounts of rainfall across the U.S. southeast. More than 160 people are known dead, and the toll is expected to rise. North Carolina was particularly hard hit by flash flooding that wiped out dozens of roads and bridges and severed communications with towns across the region. It's expected to take years and tens of billions of dollars to recover.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.